Hi and good day, dear friends, and welcome to today's message called Overcoming Spiritual Dryness, How Effortless Christ-Centered Praise Can Renew Your Faith. So what we are going to be doing is we're going to be reading from Psalm 146, 146 verse 1 to 2. And preferably, if you don't like King James Version, I highly recommend New King James Version because it's just a little bit more up to date than and more modern than the King James Version, which is the version I love and I grew up on. But for those of you who can't stomach the King James Version, I highly recommend the New King James Version because that's what we are going to be reading from. What Psalm 146 verse 1 to 2. So here we go. Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And it really just dawned on me, you know, this is such a beautiful verse, you know, but a lot of times when we read these verses, we may think to myself, you know, oh, you know, it's going to be my willpower, which is going to have me praise the Lord, you know, with my every breath. It's going to be my stamina, you know, for having walked with the Lord for 20 years, you know, or 30 years or 15 years, however long you've been walking with the Lord for, you know, that's going to have me praise the Lord. It's going to be my praying in tongues, you know, which does help, mind you, but that's not what we're looking for, you know, that's going to help me praise the Lord. And it's really just coming down to it, what we are looking for is that Christ-centered message, that how is Christ revealed within a message that, as it says in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, when we behold him with unveiled face, we are changed when we behold the glory of the Lord, who is Christ Jesus. As in a mirror, we are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. And it's only when we behold him then that we are able to be changed from glory to glory, hence the effortlessness. Now, because nobody that's ever had a radical encounter or encountered Jesus will ever be the same. They might not give their life to Jesus, but that doesn't mean that they won't ever be the same. And it's really just, you know, when we focus on something being Christ-centered, that it focuses on that aspect of Jesus, aka Yeshua, being the inspiration of something, you know, which gives us, feeds our soul and gives us the strength to do it. Because as it says in John 15 verse 1, it says, abide in me and bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And this beautiful verse is just, we're going to be examining this Hebrew word, halal, which is the Hebrew word for praise, to find Jesus, you know, and how he did it first so that we may do it again, so that we may walk in his example. So, as many of you may or may not know, the Bible was not written in English. It wasn't written in Greek, the original Bible, but it was originally the first few books of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. So what we are going to be doing is we're going to be picking apart each and every single one of these Hebrew letters that make up the word praise, and we are going to be dissecting them and finding their hidden meaning, or rather their very apparent meaning, whichever, and putting them together so that they form a sentence and so that we can understand God's hidden message to us. So here we go. The Hebrew letters for the word praise are the letters He, Lamet, Lamet. He is 5, Lamet is 30, and Lamet is 30. So it comes down to 65. And He represents divine revelation, beholding God. Lamet also represents the King of Kings sitting on the throne of glory in his kingdom. And the other Lamet also, because there's two Lamet, so we've got to find a different meaning for this, it represents our high priest who makes intercession for us. So when we look at these Hebrew letters, we can see that praise consists of the divine revelation through the Holy Spirit that we get when we behold God, you know, being seated as the King of Kings on the throne of glory in his kingdom, and him also acting as a high priest who makes intercession for us, you know. And it's when we look at Jesus, aka Yeshua, as his roles, as his ever-abiding roles, you know, through divine revelation of the Holy Spirit, as the King of Kings who sits sovereign on, seated on his throne, far above all principalities and powers, mights and dominions, in whom we are also seated, him as well, who is a high priest, who makes intercession for us, who was tempted in every area, yet without sinning. It's when we realize, you know, that he's both King in our lives, that he's got a good plan for us, you know, when we remind ourselves of that, and when we realize, you know, that he makes perfect intercession for us, you know, and that not us in ourselves who are standing before God as our own representation, but him who stands before God as our representation, as the high priest role. That is when we realize, you know, that we can only need to behold him. And when we behold him through that divine revelation, we are then changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. When we behold him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in every single area of our lives, as sovereign King of Kings and Lord of Lords in every single area of our lives, we are then changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. When we behold him as the high priest who not just represents us, but who makes perfect intercession for us in our infirmities, you know, in our weaknesses, you know, that causes us to boldly, as it's what I find so beautiful, Paul said, you know, let us therefore boldly confess our weaknesses, that the power of God rests upon us. You know, it's that same high priest whose blood was shed on the cross, who makes perfect intercession for us, whose blood washes us clean from a evil conscience, that we may serve God. It is when we behold Yeshua in his right King of Kings and Lord of Lords role, when we behold him as his high priest over not just Israel, but over those who are grafted in, high priest over all the earth, high priest over all humanity, over all the body of Christ, when we behold him as such, you know, doesn't that just want you to make a sacrifice of praise unto him? You know, for me, I know that whenever I feel, you know, that I don't have it within me to praise God, you know, the Lord just said to me, look to me, you know, look to me, look to who I am, look to my goodness in your life, you know, look to who I was, who I am, and who I forever will be. He said, because when you remind yourself of the covenant that I have for you, when you remind yourself of that Jeremiah 29 verse 11 covenant that I made with you, that I cut in my blood, when you remind yourself of everything and every single person that I am on your behalf, that is when, you know, a sacrifice of praise comes from your lips. Because as it says in the Bible, out of the mouth springs forth the overflow of the heart. And wouldn't we rather then, you know, instead of saying, you know, oh, you know, because of my, you know, my own willpower, because of my own strength, wouldn't we rather say, you know, no, I'm going to look, I'm going to study the word, you know, not just to show myself to prove that I may rightly find the word of truth, divide the word of truth, but that I may study to show myself approved, so that I may be able to see Yeshua, King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the Bible, that I, not just I, but everything related to me may be changed. Because that's the beauty of looking at Yeshua, you know, with unveiled faces. When you look at him with unveiled faces, understanding of the reminder of who he is for you. Not just are you changed, but it's the beauty of it that every single thing that relates to you is changed. Because as it says, you know, in the Old Testament, it says, and the Lord will perfect everything which concerns. It's not me who will perfect everything which concerns me, but it's the Lord that will perfect everything which concerns me. And that's just such a beautiful reminder when we behold him, you know, through divine revelation as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our high priest and our representative, the reason why God is good to us. That is what causes praise, a sacrifice of praise, to rise up from our innermost being. That is the only single way I have found through my years of walking imperfectly, and I might say very imperfectly, with the Lord, you know, that I am able to offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Because as it says in Romans 2 verse 4, it says it's the goodness of God which leads us to repentance. It's not, you know, it's the goodness of God, I also add, which leads us to giving a sacrifice of praise to our God. It's out of the belly, you know, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. And that's why it's so important to prioritize, as George Mueller did, prioritize our relationship with God. Because as it says in the New Testament, it, and I will give you guys the verses, forgive me, my, it's gone over my head, but it says in the New Testament, it says that I pray that you be, may prosper and be in good, of good health, even as your soul prospers. And how does our soul prosper? How does our soul prosper? How does our soul offer sacrifice of praise, an effortless sacrifice of praise to God? It's by looking and seeing Yeshua for who he is, that we may go from, oh, you know, I don't have any reason to praise God, you know, to thank you, God, even if it is through tears, and even if it is what feels like in seasons of barrenness. Thank you, Lord, for being my representative. Thank you, Lord, for being my sovereign King. Thank you, Lord, for having me be seated in you. And that it, when the Father looks at you, he doesn't see me, but he only sees you. And as a result of me being in you, I am blessed. So I hope this message has blessed you guys. I know it is rather long. I only wanted to keep it to 15 minutes, but you know, here you go. We did it under 15 minutes, so glory be to God most high. Just praying the Hebrew blessing over you guys as we end this message. So here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha ya'er Adonai elecha ve'yunicha yesar Adonai panav elecha ve'yasem lecha shalom ve'yasem lecha shalom. And in English, may the Lord bless you and keep you, may he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, may he turn his countenance towards you and grant you his everlasting peace. In the name above all names, Yeshua HaMashiach, aka Jesus Christ. Amen. Be blessed, guys, and have a phenomenal week. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Overcoming Spiritual Dryness, How Effortless Christ-Centered Praise Can Renew Your Faith. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it insightful. To hear more Christ-centered Bible-based identity-affirming content, make sure to like, comment, thoughts and suggestions, what you'd like to see next, etc. Share with your friends and subscribe to our podcast, Warriors of Love Ministries, available on all major podcasting platforms. Be blessed. Shalom.